祷告之前，我们来看一段经文。
Before we pray, let us read a Bible passage.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
六章五节到八节。
Chapter 6, verse 5 to 8.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。六节。
Verse 6.
你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。七节。
Verse 7.
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。八节。
Verse 8.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了。祷告的时候是一个重要的时刻。
The time for prayer is a very important moment.
一生在很多重要的时刻都做了很重要的工作。
And in very important moments of our lives, we have done important work.
即使我们跪在神面前，这个时刻也是很重要。
And the moment that we kneel before God is a very important one as well.
我们天天都在祷告。
We pray every day.
但不见得天天做的事情会用对的方法去做。
But it does not mean that we will.Do our daily tasks the right way.
有人刷牙，把这个牙刷当成锯子，在锯他的牙齿。
Some people, when they brush their teeth, use the toothbrush like a saw to saw their teeth.
天天在做，但不一定做得正确。
They do this every day, but they may not brush their teeth correctly.
那现在主耶稣他教导我们怎么祷告。
So our Lord Jesus here teaches us how to pray.
在祷告的时候要特别留意的三件事情。
And there are three matters we need to pay attention to when we pray.
第五节是提到祷告的动机。
In verse 5, it tells us the motive behind our prayer.
第六节是谈到祷告的态度。
And verse 6 talks about the attitude of prayer.
那七节八节呢，它是谈到我们祷告蒙垂听的原因。
And verse 7 and 8 tells us the reason why our prayers are heard.
第五节一开始说，你们祷告的时候。
And in verse 5, it says, when you pray.
第六节说你祷告的时候。
Verse 6 says, but when you pray.
第七节开始说你们祷告。
And verse 7 says, you pray.
所以主耶稣他提醒我们祷告的时候有三件事情。
So Jesus reminded us that when we pray, there are three things to remember.
第一个就是祷告的动机。
First of all, is the motive behind our prayer.
祷告的动机一般来看呢，应该是为了要让神得荣耀。
Generally, the motive and the purpose of our prayer is so that God can be glorified.
我们要来为人代求。
We need to intercede for others.
但是这个地方主耶稣他提一个负面的教材。
But here, Jesus uses a negative example.
在主耶稣的时候时代呢，有很多假冒为善的人。
During the time of Jesus, there were many hypocrites.
通常是在指着那些文士跟法利赛人。
And oftentimes, this refers to the scribes and the Pharisees.
这个我们中文翻译成假冒为善。
In Chinese, it says those who are full of hypocrisy or hypocrites.
其实在原来的意思，他就是戴面具的。
So they are pretenders. They are those who wear a mask.
那在主耶稣时代，什么样的人要戴面具
？So during the time of Jesus, who are those who put on masks?
演戏的。
Those who are actors.
他是半白脸还是半黑脸，面具就戴上去。
Whatever character they want to become, they will put on the mask.
祷告的时候把它当成是表演的时刻。
And so they use a time of prayer like a time for them to be acting.
所以主耶稣就以这些人这种负面的表现来作为一个教材。
So Lord Jesus uses these negative examples of these people as to teach.
那这些人呢，他们爱站在会堂或十字路口。
And so these people like to stand in the synagogues and the streets.
因为这里人多，这里人比较多。
And because here we have many people.
那观众多。
And there are a lot of audience.
表演的时候呢，这个掌声就会多。
And because of this, then when they present themselves, there will be more more round of applause for them.
他的动机是故意叫人看见。
And so their motive is so that others can see them.
好了，我们这几天祷告都在会堂里祷告。
And these few days we will be praying in the chapel.
我们祷告多久，大家都知道。
And we know how long each of us prays for.
我们这当中还有禁食两餐的。
And among us there are those who fast for two meals.
那别人知道。
So other people know this.
但是这个别人知道并不是我们的动机。
But our motive should not be so that other people know.
不是我们的目的。
That is not our goal and our purpose.
因此不是地点的问题。
So it is not a question of location.
是动机的问题。
It is the question of our motives.
如果动机错了。
If we have the wrong motives,
他在什么地方祷告都是不蒙垂听。
No matter where we pray, our prayers will not be heard.
那今天我们动机是正确的。
So today, if we pray with the right motive,
虽然我们在会堂里祷告，很多人都看到了。
Even though we may be praying in the chapel and many see us pray,
但是我们并不是要赢得人的掌声。
But our prayer is not so that we can receive applause from others.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
But here Jesus says that these men have already received their reward.
这些把祷告当成表演的人，他们能不能得到赏赐呢？
These people who pray in this way, will they be rewarded?
会的，他们得到人的赏赐。
Yes, they will be rewarded. They receive the reward of men.
人家给他掌声。
Because people clap for them.
宗教信仰，当我们跪在神面前的时候，这是一个最虔敬的时刻。
But in fact, in our faith, when we kneel before God, it is the most holy and reverent moment.
我们要正确的动机去做。
We need to do this with the right motive.
那这些人他们的祷告不是要让神听的。
And the prayer of these people is not so that they can be heard by God.
他们不是向着神祷告的。
They did not pray to God.
他只是要让人来赞美。
They wanted to pray so that they can be praised.
所以很自然，这些祷告并没有达到神面前。
So very naturally, their prayers do not reach God.
得不到神的赏赐。
And therefore, they do not receive the reward from God.
今天我们有正确的动机。
So today, if we have the right motive,
为什么要祷告？
We know why we want to pray.
要赞美神。
It is to praise God.
要感谢神。
It is to give thanks to God.
我们有所需要的时候，可以向他来祈求。
When we have a need, we can pray and ask him.
但我们所求的并不是妄求。
But when we pray, we do not pray in vain.
不是要浪费在宴乐中。
It is not to waste our prayers on our own entertainment.
我们并不是借着祷告来祈求这个属世的物质来满足我们无穷的欲望。
We do not pray so that we may our fleshly desires may be fulfilled.
我们要看神的荣耀超过我们个人的需要。
But in fact, we should see God's glory above our own needs.
我们也可以借着祷告为人代求。
We can also intercede for others through our prayer.
这个代求是爱心又加上信心。
And intercession is using our love as well as our faith.
更能蒙神来垂听。
And this will, God will listen to such prayers.
有些时候我们祷告是要来认罪悔改。
And sometimes we praise because we want to repent of our sins.
像这些都是正确的动机。
And so all of these are right motives.
那么我们可以先想一下，我们待会跪下去祷告的时候。
So let us think later on when we kneel down to pray.
到底我们的动机是什么？
What are our motives?
可以先检验一下。
Let us examine ourselves first.
那第六节说了。
Verse 6 says,
祷告的态度是什么？
What attitude of prayer should we have?
进内屋关上门。
That we have to enter into the room and close and shut the door.
祷告你在暗中的父。
To pray to your father who was in secret place.
我们的父我们看不到。
We cannot see our father.
但是呢他在暗中查看。
But he examines us in the secret.
所以在暗室里面的祷告呢，其实就是用我们的信心去认定，真的有一位神存在，而且这位神在查看。
When we pray in secret, it means that we use our faith to acknowledge that there is a God who exists and He sees us.
我们相信这位神存在，我们也相信他在查看，我们也相信他会报答。
We believe this God exists. We believe that He sees us, and we believe that He will reward us.
把世界关在外面。
And so we shut our door and put the outside world.
把自己关在里面。
And we separate ourselves from the outside world and then close ourselves.
祷告暗中查看的父。
And we pray to the Heavenly Father who sees us in secret.
心不要向着世界打开。
Let us not open our hearts to the world.
所以这边主耶稣教导我们的就是专一安静的心来祷告。
So here Jesus tells us that we need to be focused and pray to Him wholeheartedly.
这是我们祷告的态度。
This is the attitude of our prayer.
那第七节就谈到了。
And verse 7, it tells us,
什么原因让我们祷告蒙神垂听呢?
What are the reasons that our prayers will be heard by God?
信心交托。
It is entrusting to God through prayer.
我们所需要的呢，我们的父早已知道了。
Whatever we need, our Heavenly Father already knows.
所以这个祷告是建立在神已经知道的这个基础上。
So our prayer is established on the foundation that God knows.
我们不要像一些异教徒啊，他们用许多重复的话。
We should not be like the heathens who repeat themselves.
他们认为是话多才蒙他们的神垂听。
They think that when they say a lot of words, then they will be heard by their gods.
今天我们祷告蒙神垂听，不是在我们说的话有多美丽。
So today, whether or not our prayer is heard by God is not based on how eloquent or how beautiful our words are.
重点不是在我们说了什么话。
The focus is not on what words we have said.
重点是我们有没有交托。
But the focus and the important point is whether or not we have entrusted to Him.
我们存了什么心。
And what sort of heart and mindset we have.
那异教徒他们祷告有一种概念。
So the heathens, when they pray, they have certain concepts.
对他们的神祷告要讲很多话，这句话一直重复，一直重复，这个神就会听了。
They feel that they need to repeat a lot of words, so that their prayers can be heard by their God.
那这个让我们想起哈，有一些佛教徒啊，他们拿那个佛珠。
And so it reminds us of some of the Buddhists who take hold of the beads.
这个老婆婆坐在太阳底下。然后他就开始推他那个佛珠。
And so they start to rotate the beads.
所以那个佛珠就都是亮亮晶晶的，被他推得亮亮晶晶的。
And so all the beads become very smooth.
他可能一天推了100圈。
So they might have gone through the whole chain of beads 100 times every day.
为他家里的人祷告，为他所要得到的财物来祷告。
They pray for the family, they pray for the wealth that they want to obtain.
那主耶稣教导我们，
But Jesus taught us
相信交托，
that we need to believe in Him and rely and trust in Him.
这是蒙神垂听的原因。
And this is the reason why the prayers will be heard.
所以我们有正确的动机。
So when we have the right motive,
我们有专一的恳切的态度。
We have an earnest heart and attitude.
我们祷告完就可以把它交托出去。
And after we have prayed to God, then we just entrust everything to Him.
我们都相信主。
And we all believe in God.
但不一定交托给主。
But we will not necessarily know how to trust in God.
这个相信跟交托，它是两个东西。
To believe and to entrust are two things.
相信不必然就交托。
Just because we believe does not mean we know how to entrust.
但是我们的信心是相信，再要加上交托。
But our faith has to go hand in hand with entrusting in God.
那为了要让这两个东西越靠越近，后来就变成是一件的东西，我们要可能要磨练一辈子。
But for these two things to draw closer to each other, to become one, it may take us a whole lifetime to train.
那就是信心啊。
That is our faith.
那主耶稣他给我们很多的功课。
So Jesus has given us a lot of homework and lessons to learn.
有些时候会无缘无故的一个事情就发生。
Sometimes, unexpectedly, something may just happen.
不是自己的责任。
It is not our duty or responsibility.
但是它就是发生了。
But it's just happened.
那就要磨练。
So it is to try us.
他给我们一些功课来学习。
And so he has given us some homework to learn.
我相信我们都一定带了一些功课来。
And I believe all of us have brought along some lessons with us to learn.
除了我们要学习圣经之外，
besides learning from the Bible,
有些弟兄姐妹他要寻求在信仰上的一个突破。
Some brothers and sisters are seeking to have a breakthrough in their faith.
他可能是因为遇到一件困难的事情。
They may have encountered a difficult matter.
也许在他的侍奉当中已经遇到瓶颈了。
They might have met with a bottleneck in their servitude.
或者是说在人际互动当中呢，他觉得卡卡的，好像会有一些矛盾产生。
Or they feel that they are often in conflict with people and have issues with interacting with others.
他认为他信靠主，好像他一直摸不到神。
Or they feel that they try to trust in God, but they still cannot experience or feel God.
就像我们昨天所谈到，有些弟兄姐妹他是带着问题来的。
Just like what we talked about yesterday, that some brothers and sisters bring with them a lot of problems.
他要来寻求答案。
They come seeking for answers.
这些都不算是，这些都是好。
These are good.
那我们就透过我们的安静的祷告。
It is through our quiet prayers.
我们来寻求突破。
We are seeking to have a breakthrough.
信心的功课要学一辈子。
The lesson of our faith takes a whole life.
什么时候我们相信，同时也能够交托。
The time that we are able to believe and entrust at the same time.
就是信心的功课已经快要完成了。
That is the time when the lesson of our faith, we are about to complete the lesson of our faith.
但是我们一般来讲，我们都还是会带着忧虑。
But generally, all of us have our worries.
撒母耳的母亲哈娜
The mother of Samuel, Hannah.
她的祷告也是很出名。
We can see that she had very earnest prayers.
她到最后祷告呢，她已经能够交托出去了。
But after she prayed, at the end of her prayer, she knew how to entrust.
但是这个当中她受了很多的苦。
But during this process, she had a lot of sufferings.
她祈求到如今，她持续了一段时间。
She persisted in this way for a period of time.
圣经说她痛痛哭泣。
The Bible says that she wept bitterly.
她眼泪流了不少。
And she shed a lot of tears.
圣经说她倾心吐意。
And that Bible says she poured out her heart.
她何等的恳切。
And she was very earnest.
眼泪流得够了。
She shed enough tears.
恳切的态度够了。
And when she had enough earnesty.
祷告的时间够了。
And when she had prayed enough.
所以她就交托出去了。
Then finally, she just entrusted everything.
我们还不能交托出去。
If we cannot entrust,
时间还不够。
Means because we have not spent enough time.
恳切程度还不够。
Means that we have not been earnest enough.
眼泪流得还不够。
And we have not shed enough tears.
求主主帮助我们大家。
So we hope our Lord Jesus will help each and every one of us.
我们剩下40分钟，我们来祷告。
So we have 40 minutes remaining to pray.
我们就请到前头来祷告。
So please come to the front to pray.
会邀请我们的传道人的按手祝福。
So we ask.